Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Karen Reed and the trial of Karen Reed. Well, we're going back to that discussion because a lot of the jurors have come out and said, wait a second here. We did find her innocent. We'd never put it down on paper, but we did unanimously in that jury room find her innocent on counts 1 and 3, count 2 being the manslaughter that they were hung up on. So now the question is, can they retry Karen Reed on all those counts if they want to? Because the judge declared a mistrial. There was never a polling of the jury. That's a question, since she's going back to the courtroom to see what's going to happen there. And as of this recording, that has not yet happened. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, what do you make of all of this and the possible paths forward for Karen Reed and this possible upcoming trial again?
Tony, I do not believe that this is going to serve as a double jeopardy situation. There was no verdict rendered. I know jurors have come forward, but again, we haven't seen any official affidavits from jurors. And so until that happens, and even after that happens, if it does happen, we're not going to see any change, I don't believe. We're going to forge on, and this is why it's been decided at the Supreme Court level. There's multiple cases that indeed, unless an official jury verdict is rendered, it's not a verdict. And this judge has already said there was no verdict.
Why was there no polling? Why was there no option for them to render those verdicts in the first place?
Well, there were options, and they could have done that, but they didn't. I don't know why. I've always said whenever you're back in those jury rooms, according to jurors, they bargain and they negotiate. So it could have gone something like this. Listen, we'll vote. You know, she's not guilty on this, but we want to get the guilty on this. Mm-hmm. So in other words, did they all agree to go with the no on the second degree murder in bargain for the manslaughter? Mm-hmm. And then when three jurors held out on the manslaughter, they said, well, forget it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be, we're deadlocked. We're not going to, you know, approve that. We don't know if that's what happened. All I know is that does happen.
Is there a chance that we're going to see, like in the Alec Murdaugh case, we obviously saw the jurors come back in. It was for a different matter. It was the possibility of jury tampering with the clerk of court, but they all ended up going back into the courtroom to talk about their experiences to see if there actually was jury tampering there. Is there something here where they could be called back in and you could get affidavits from all of them saying, yes, this is what we all thought, even though it's after the fact, after the verdict has been rendered of a mistrial?
I don't think we will see that happen. You know, and everyone who has purportedly come forward has wanted to do it under the veil of complete anonymity for obvious reasons. This, you know, the people in this area and the individuals who are involved in this have been unbelievable. There's outstanding jury tampering harassment charges. And there's outstanding charges, you know, concerning intimidation. And it's clear that these jurors are indeed afraid to come forward. And that's why Judge Cannone says, listen, we're going to seal up everything to do with their names. Now, remember, in the Murdaugh case, we saw something a little similar to this, where his defense attorneys went out and actually were knocking on doors and trying to get statements from the jurors. And of course, that didn't work either. The problem is, it's sort of like the football game's completely over. Everyone signed off on it. And then, in other words, whoever won or no contest or end of play. And then you go back and try to recreate it. That will never happen. And again, there's case precedent. There's been precedent where individuals in the courtroom have even tried to give a verbal verdict. And unless everyone signs and unless a verdict is rendered, it's not really rendered, Tony.
Yeah. Was it an error on the part of the judge to not, I guess, or, you know, cross all the T's and dot all the I's, or was this not even in that? I mean, did she cross all the T's and dot all the I's? Could she have? Should she have pulled the jurors on this, or asked a question in a little bit greater detail? Or, I mean, again, they're lay people. These are not attorneys. So did they know that they needed to communicate it in this way?
Well, first of all, that's not the judge's job. The judge's job is not to become a juror.
Sure.
You know, they're not supposed to be involved in deliberations or involved in anything like that. Once a verdict is rendered and you're asked, so say ye all, in some states, you know, a judge is allowed to poll and say, judge, or, you know, juror one, juror two, to see if everyone agrees. There was no verdict here. And she made that very clear. So while we don't know what the discussions were, we know that the judge was told, we're deadlocked. We can't come up with an opinion. And so for that reason, it was declared a mistrial. And if you'll recall, she tried her darndest to get a verdict out of these jurors. And the prosecution pushed hard. If you look back, who was sort of salivating at the mouth, if you look at that footage, was the defense team. Okay, all right, we'll take it. So while it wasn't perfect for them, it's really a quasi win whenever you don't get a guilty verdict for your client. So, you know, they get a start with a clean slate again. And, you know, they were the ones pushing to go forward. And then I find all of this quite interesting. They know the law in this area. And I don't think it's going to be reversed, Tony.
Yeah.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.